Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly the case and exactly the number. And look, this could be a gift that you give yourself that doesn't have to be wrapped, doesn't have to be exchanged. You can have 20% off because it's Christmas Eve. And all you have to do is give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I thought we'd do a bunch of things today. I thought we'd do kind of we'd do a look at some movies because there are a bunch of them coming out. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you all about The Interview. In a word, oh, I'm sorry, that was rude. But that's very consistent with the movie. So that was number one. I thought we'd do a little bit about resolutions and how to look forward as well as celebrating the past. And I actually heard somebody actually did a news story that we did 2 weeks ago, which always makes me happy. I mean, look, I'm enough of a broadcaster to sort of think, oh, we scooped that one. It's really, I mean, it's not a news program, but to be able to get stories, you know, 2 weeks before somebody else picks, sort of wanders into them, always makes me feel like we are so on top of things.
We're pretty efficient around here.
We are very efficient, and that's a large part of the manniness. It really is. But, I mean, part of it is that my deal with you guys has always been that you don't have to sacrifice knowing what's going on in the world by listening to the program. You know, that we're not in a bubble, and so if something happens, whether during the program or in the world or whatever, that we'll keep you informed about it. It's just not our primary focus. Our primary focus is what you can do to affect your immediate surroundings, your family, your workspace, yourself, your next-door neighbor, that kind of stuff. That's what I can help you with. All right, and today is, as we probably would have guessed, it's Happy Eggnog Day. I don't think nog is spelled with three G's. I think it's only two, Manny. Or
yeah,
maybe not. He's got
E-G-G-N-O-G-G-D-A-Y-G-G.
No, I'm kidding about that.
I might have been a little resilient.
Have you had too much eggnog today?
I might have. No.
Yeah. I mean, eggnog is one of those things that's really delicious, except it's terrible for you. It's very high in fat.
I'll probably have quite a bit of it tonight.
You're an eggnog guy?
Yeah.
Now, do you like the nutmeg on it? Do you have fresh nutmeg on it?
I usually don't put any nutmeg on it.
See, if I'd known, I would have sent you some fresh nutmeg. Fresh nutmeg, first of all, is really good for you, and second of all, it really adds a certain je ne sais quoi. Not, you know, not the powdered stuff, but just you just take a little berry, whatever, the little nut. I guess a nutmeg is actually a nut, strangely enough, hence its name. And you just sort of a little bit of a grater, and there you go.
Okay.
I can tell you're less than convinced. Now, do you drink yours a la alka or without?
I'll put a little
rum in there.
Maybe a little vodka in there too. Maybe
vodka. We can't even taste the vodka, but I guess the whole point is the nog part, huh?
Of course.
Okay, got it. And it turns out that used to be the eggnog was made with raw eggs. You know that?
Mm-hmm. I did hear about that. Yeah.
Salmonella. I think most of it's not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they do it like that anymore. But
I really like it. It's just too fattening. So I'm not sure I'm going to be nogged up at all. And it is, of course, Christmas Eve. Around here, it is probably the least Christmas Eve we've ever had. It is pouring rain, and it's about 55 degrees.
So you were not dreaming of a rainy Christmas.
No. The good news is, although I've been telling people this today, you know, I'm one of those people that is sort of cheerful when other people aren't, which means that I get a lot of really nasty sort of stink eye looks, like, what is she, high? I'm not. But because it's supposed to stop raining tomorrow morning at about 8, I figured if we can't have a white Christmas, we sure don't want a wet Christmas.
Right.
I mean, Santa Claus bedraggled and all that stuff, not such a good idea. So it's supposed to stop raining about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And it's supposed to be warm. I think it's supposed to be in the mid-50s.
Nice.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't have a white Christmas, then you might as well have a warm, dry Christmas. So there we go.
I think we're going to have like low 30s over here in Minnesota.
But no snow, right?
But I don't think we're going to have any snow.
Well, for you, I mean, mid-30s is like a heat wave.
It is. It is. There you go. I think I'm looking at the forecast now. I think we're going to have some flurries, but nothing, no heavy downpour.
See, when I first started the year in Boston, it was just a local show because there were no satellites. Mm-hmm. Dinosaurs roam the earth. And so I would give out the time and the temperature and the forecast. And one day somebody came and knocked at my door and they said, this is your flurries. And it was like 8 inches of snow. And I said, well, it wasn't me, it was them. And I thought, well, as far as the listener was concerned, it was my forecast. So from that day forward, I would read whatever the weather service said, and then I would give the Brown forecast, which was whatever I thought. And it turns out that I was right. I disagreed with the National Weather Service about, I think over the next, like, 2 years, I think I disagreed, like, about 30 times. Not too much, 1.5 times a month. And the only time, I think it was about 30, and I was right all but half of one time because there was a forecast for a dry Christmas Eve, and I just thought it'd be nice to have snow. So I said that, you know, that maybe it was going to happen, and it didn't. But that was the only time. And it was really an emotional decision. It wasn't, I'm not sure it would be called an intellectual decision when I disagree with the weather service. But the meteorologist in Boston actually got together and gave me an award because they figured if I was one of them, I would stop opposing them. And I was right much more often than they were. So it was, yeah, one of those things. So we're going to have, I think, hopefully a dry, warm Christmas. I don't think is there snow forecast for any place? I don't even know. I don't think so.
I don't see anything about any, like, heavy snowfall.
No, and I can tell you one of the things not to do, because I was in San Francisco when the sister TV station, the radio station I was working on, had a thing where they traced Santa's route, which I guess a lot of stations did, and some yahoo decided it would be cute to shoot Santa down with a missile.
Jeez.
You would not believe how many people were really awake at that time of night and were not amused at all.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy lost his job over it. I mean, to a certain extent, I mean, all you need is one kid who sort of watches that, and mm-hmm. and apparently there were more than one, so, and adults were not amused either. All right, today in history, the 24th of December. Mm-hmm. In 640, Pope John IV was elected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 640, I'm trying to think whether it would have been Christmas Day. I guess it would have been. I'm trying to remember when Christmas was actually celebrated in December. Well, the winter solstice. So probably. Mm-hmm. In 1818, the first performance of Silent Night took place in the Church of St. Nicholas. Do you know what country without looking?
I'm trying to remember what was. I think it was well, not Australia. Was it Austria?
Austria.
Okay.
Good. Right letter, wrong accent, but yeah. There you go. The 1826 Eggnog Riot, do you know what that was? At the U.S. Military Academy, began on Christmas Eve and wrapped up the following morning.
Yeah, what was the
Eggnog Riot? The Eggnog Riot is sometimes known as the Grog Mutiny.
Okay.
It took place in West Point.
Mm-hmm.
It was caused by a drunken Christmas Day party in the North Barracks of the Academy. 2 days prior to the incident, a large quantity of whiskey was smuggled into the Academy to make eggnog, hello, with 3 G's, not 4, for the party, giving the riot its name. The riot eventually involved more than one-third of the cadets by the time it ceased on Christmas morning. A subsequent investigation by Academy officials resulted in the implication of 70 cadets and the court-martialing of 20 of them and one enlisted soldier. Among the participants in the riot, though he was not court-martialed, was future Confederate States President Jefferson Davis.
Hmm. And this was when 1826.
Yeah, so there. So eggnog was apparently cadets. What can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I had mentioned earlier this year, I was up at a football game where Rice played Army, and I asked them about drinking on campus, and it turns out you're allowed to drink on campus.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, that's a little shocking.
Well, apparently they were, I mean, grog is grog, I guess. You can call it eggnog grog. Alrighty. Albania became a republic, so there's some A things going on here. 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, keeping with our A theme, as I mentioned, we've got Albania became a republic. Sudeten was in Austria. I'm not the army eggnog riot. See, there is a theme here. Libya became independent from Italy. I don't think that has any A's in it. Well, it has some A's in it, but not. 1951. Yep. I didn't realize it was that recent. Did you? Idris I is proclaimed king of Libya. This is a cool one. The Apollo program, the crew of Apollo 8 went into orbit around the moon. Mm-hmm. The first humans to do so in 1968. They performed 10 lunar orbits, broadcast live TV pictures that became the famous Christmas Eve broadcast, one of the most watched programs in history.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And the District of Columbia Home Rule Act, only 1973,
yeah.
41 years ago, allowed residents of D.C. to elect their own government. Wasn't Marion Barry, wasn't he a mayor of D.C. or something? The one that was doing crack or something?
Maybe.
Well, they haven't had as much practice as the rest of us, so it's kind of understandable. Well, on a sort of icky note, the Ku Klux Klan was actually formed on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Which seems particularly unpleasant.
Yeah.
In 1865.
Yeah, that when I saw that, I kind of, you know,
yeah,
we were kind of
I mean,
debating
yeah.
over to even mention it, but it's...
Yeah,
it's,
there's something, I guess that means that, I don't know. I don't know what it means. I may end up having to sing Christmas carols again after yesterday. Speaking of which, there was a broadcast on today that said that that listening to Christmas carols actually lowers your blood pressure.
Really?
Unless it's the chipmunks, which... mine.
Yeah, I was going to say that I would raise yours, right?
Yeah, yeah. guess who has the world's fastest internet?
My neck of the woods.
You do, Minneapolis.
That's right, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I didn't get
because fewer
really
people use it? You guys have faster little monks inside your computers that are running on a fast treadmill than we do?
I think we're just very, very skilled here in Minnesota.
Well, and very humble. They said U.S. Internet to roll out a faster 10 gigabyte fiber optic service in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And now I get a commercial. That's what I was really hoping for. It drives me crazy, especially when news services do this. See if we can find it again, because I really am interested about why you guys would be faster than anybody else. It has a picture of a computer. That's not very helpful. They said parts of Minneapolis push east with its... It just went off again. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I can read it.
All right, let's see. All right. Fastest internet in the world is going to be here in Minneapolis, starting this afternoon. Game-changing speed.
U.S. internet.
Guess how much it's going to cost?
Yeah, $400.
A month? No wonder it's going to be fast. The company already offers 1 gigabyte per second service for $65 a month to the same 30,000 households west of Interstate 35W and plans to expand its network east of 35W, mostly in neighborhoods south of Lake Street. I have no idea what any of this means. This coming summer, if you're east of 35W, you'll be able to get fiber from us. Not everybody, but big parts of the city. $400 a month.
Yeah, that's pretty...
But it's going to be 400 times faster than the average download speed.
Mm.
25 megabits per second.
Smaller firm.
I mean, what do you need that for? I guess if you're gaming.
Smaller firm recently dropped the price on its 1 gigabit service from $114 per month to $65
per month. Yeah. Yeah. But $400 a month?
Yeah, boy, that's a little above my pay grade.
Yeah, there we go. It says U.S. Internet won't get the awareness from consumers that Comcast enjoys for a while, but service is compelling. U.S. Internet can't beat Xfinity and Comcast advertising dollars. It'll be more word of mouth. Well, we're helping.
Mm-hmm.
Comcast charges $77 per month for 50 megabit per second service, $67 for 25. Boy, the price is dropping, huh?
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they're charging, they're charging basically five times more than Comcast
mm-hmm.
for something that's double the speed. So that doesn't seem to me very fair.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, but, you know who's gonna use it is, like, startup, you know, like, intercom company, like...
Yeah.
Companies that are
the corporate
yeah, because they don't care.
Yeah, that's chump change for them.
And little Adam Sandler certainly got his comeuppance. He tops Forbes overpaid actor list for the second straight year.
Yeah, it's hard for me to argue.
I'm sure that's not exactly one of those things that you necessarily want to brag on. I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
he's he's kind of. I don't know. I mean, you know, mid-90s.
I think he just.
90s.
I think he had his moment, and he just hasn't adjusted to anything.
Yeah.
He hasn't changed.
He's really plateaued. You know.
Yeah.
Not much.
There's Grown-ups, too, provided the comedian with the maturity to deal with the fact that his films bring only $3.20 for each buck he's paid. Whoa. That's actually worse than this 2013 rate, which is $3.40 earned per dollar paid. His underperformance seems to be an open secret. At least it's Sony. Poor Sony.
Boy, Sony's had a rough couple of
weeks. I wonder how their stock is doing. Also making the list for a second year were Ryan Reynolds and Denzel. Washington's on the list for the fifth consecutive year.
Really?
Denzel.
Where did he rank this year?
Johnny Depp got number two, followed by Ben Stiller, Ryan Reynolds, and Tom Hanks. Only one actress, Sandra Bullock, made the year's overpaid list.
Hmm.
Wow.
Interesting.
Well, look, I mean, there's a part of him that's got to think, man, I'm conning somebody.
Yeah.
The FDA is lifting the lifetime ban on gay donors, but you require no sex for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, honey. It's not that I have a headache. It's just that I want to give blood.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
And YouTube's in the news for two different reasons. Number one, they're being sued by music stars.
Mm-hmm.
But also because supposedly they're near to inking a deal to be carrying the interview.
Really?
Which folks, let me just tell you, it's a stupid movie. It is not worth all the fuss. James Franco is actually pretty good in it. He plays kind of a Ryan Seacrest kind of guy. And, you know, the plot is that Seth Rogen is his producer, and the State Department, it turns out that Kim Jong-il was father, is a fan, and so they invite him to come and interview him, and the State Department or the CIA or somebody decides that they should assassinate him. And then James Franco and Kim sort of bond and play basketball together and have kind of a bromance. But Seth Rogen wrote, directed, and stars in the movie, so it's mostly about him, number one. And number two, if you've seen Seth Rogen's stuff in the past, you know that he does a lot of potty jokes and a lot of poop and a lot of butt. And that's what this one is. The running joke, supposedly, is that he's taking a missile and putting it where the sun doesn't shine. And we go on, you know, endlessly about that. So, I could hear some of you out there giggling. Shame on you. The point is, if that's your style, then it may be worth trying to find the interview. If not, oh, please. There's some really good movies that I'll tell you later. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Roberta.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, Roberta. You sound full of vim and vinegar today.
Fury, Joy.
Fury, all right.
I'm 49. My fiancé is 53. I'm from Buffalo, New York. And 2 weekends ago, I flew out to California to meet my fiancé's family. The gathering went really well. Everything was fine until yesterday. I discovered that my fiancé's father's girlfriend, named Susie, mm-hmm. was taking photographs with a digital camera, not telling any of us, mm-hmm. and trying to catch us in candid moments, like with me, with my face stuffed with a quesadilla, every bag, every wrinkle, every ugly-looking face expression
I've
ever had.
Well, she probably wasn't trying to get too ugly. She just wanted some pictures.
Well, I would have appreciated if she had said, hey, everybody pose, or something like that.
Yeah, but Roberta, people who want to get, you know, candid flicks don't do that. They just take pictures, because the idea being that they can get actually better pictures.
Well, here's the thing. My wedding is August 9th. I don't want that woman and her camera anywhere near my wedding. And future family gatherings, I'm there to talk with the relatives and not worry about some tabloid photographer.
Well, what did you... But presumably she didn't sell them to the star.
Okay.
All right. What did she do with the photographs?
She emailed them to all the family for our albums.
All right. So you're not happy with the photographs?
No. No, I don't want to be no
what
more
you
like
do?
That way. Excuse me?
How old is your fiancé's father's girlfriend?
She's 69.
Great. What I would do is say, Susie Q, I'll make you a deal. Any photographs you take of me, you let me vet before I send them out, and I won't take icky photographs of you and send them around.
Okay.
And then I would treat the whole thing as a huge, big, hilarious joke. My guess is that she wasn't being wicked. She probably thinks you're the best thing since sliced bread. But I get it, that it's not much fun to have icky pictures circulated around. So I would just call her up and say, hey, listen, I'll make you a deal. And if she's 69, she's probably even more sensitive about, you know, because most of us don't feel that we're getting all that much more gorgeous as we get a little older. So I would just, but I wouldn't go to war. And what I would say, quite often at weddings, Roberta, people, the bride and the groom actually provide cameras for the guests where everybody takes pictures. So you, because you're busy being the bride and groom, and then you have all those pictures to choose from. But I wouldn't attribute malevolent motives to her. I like that malevolent motive. I think she just is so pleased with you, and that's what she does. And the fact that you didn't like the pictures is understandable. I mean, I agree that there are pictures that burn those little suckers. But I just call her up and I'll say, you know what, I'll make you a deal. Let's edit the films ahead of time, and that way we'll make sure that they're only adorable pictures of both of us.
That's a great plan. Thank you so very much.
All right.
Much.
You're welcome. Happy wedding.
Have a good day. Bye.
Vince, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you today?
Good, Vince. What's on your mind?
I spoke to you about a week ago about this situation I'm in with this girl. And you had given me advice about telling this girl that I'm looking for a commitment, and if she's not, I'm to step away for about 6 months and let her decide what she has to do.
Right.
Well, what happened was we had broken up for a while ago for 6 months, and then we got back together, and we had made a commitment that we were going to build a life together, that we would start a life together.
How long ago was that?
That was about 6 months ago that we got back together. We were apart for 6 months, and then about 6 months ago we got back together. And we said we were going to get back together and we were going to focus on us and build a life.
What was
together.
Your complaint with her 6 months ago?
When we broke up for the 6 months?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was I was devoting all of my time to her and her home and her family and everything like that. And every time I had things to do in my life, I had to do them alone. She was not there for me to even contribute to anything I had to do.
So you want more from her?
Exactly.
Right. And so when she came back after 6 months,
when she came back after six months, she was coming to my house more with her children, and we were spending pretty much like maybe one weekend a month at my house, and then 3 weekends a month at her house. You know, we were sharing everything.
So you were happy about it?
Yes, I was very happy about it. And then we went through the holidays together, and everything was fine.
Right. So what's today's problem? Where's the problem?
Well, I took your advice, and I said to her, I said, listen, I'm looking for a commitment. I'm looking for someone to build a future with.
Right.
If you either want to or you don't.
Right. And what'd you say?
And she said, well, I don't know what to tell you right now. I don't know. I said, well, okay, fine. You know what? I'm not going to bother you about that relationship anymore. You take your time and think about what you want to do. But I feel that I gave her, we had 6 months apart. And then we got back to them, and then we made
it. Well, but it sounds like the 6 months apart were on a slightly different issue. That before you weren't saying long-term commitment, let's get married. You were saying, you know, I need, you know, I want you to contribute more to this relationship. That's not the same. So she, I mean, and that's one of the difficulties about not knowing your own mind particularly, is that what you can say is I want some A, and then somebody gives you A, and you say, oh, yeah, and then I want B. And so she may feel at this moment that, you know, no matter what I give him, it's not enough. Because a year ago, when you broke up, you said, I want more from you. So she gave you more for 6 months, and you're now saying, okay, what I really want is a long-term commitment. And she's saying, well, I don't know.
So, I think you misunderstood me here. When we got back together, we had said we were going to make a commitment.
Well, I don't know what we said. I mean, I don't know that people don't usually speak in tandem, and so it may have been I mean, I wasn't there, and it sounds to me that you're the one who was sort of making more of the conditions, and she may have gone along as opposed to saying, yes, I want to get married.
Well, what I said to her was, if we get back together, if this is going to work, do you want to commit to this relationship and build a life together? Do you want to? Because if you don't want to, I'm not going to bother getting back into it.
And what did she say?
She said, no, I want to build a life with you. Let's build a life together. Let's get our lives together.
Okay. So what's she now saying?
And now what happened was, like I said, there was this other gentleman that was a friend of hers for many years. And now all of a sudden he's divorced. He doesn't have his wife anymore. And he's been calling her more, coming around her more. And she's like, sort of like, well, he's my friend for years and too bad if you. And what happened was that Friday night when you had given me that advice, now this gentleman was at her house fixing her pool, and she was in the house listening to your radio show. And she was on the phone with me talking to me about what I said to you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, this gentleman is in her backyard.
Well, but as long as he's in her backyard, not in her bedroom, who cares?
Well, the thing is,
Vince, get me to the point on this. We're talking with Vince, who's kind of in a relationship that goes on, then goes off, then goes on, then goes off. And so what's today's question, Vince?
Okay. Like I said, I gave her the 6 months before.
No, you don't tell me what you've already told me. Just tell me what your question is.
Okay. Should I really go pursue this relationship if this girl is not sure?
Well, but Vince, you can't. You can't. And, you know, when last we talked, the deal was that that you would sort of say to her, fish or cut bait, and she's saying, I don't know. So I think what you need to do is sort of move out. And I mean, I'm not sure you can move on, because clearly you want the relationship to work. But you can't work with somebody in a relationship who's unclear about whether they want to work. And you hear me all the time say, you know, the new relationship is really easy. I mean, relationships at the beginning are always easy, or you wouldn't get involved in them. If they're difficult, you just walk away from them at the beginning. They get more difficult as time goes on, because the initial glitter wears off a little bit. We find out who we really are. We stop trying to be amenable and charming, and we become who we really are, and that's when you find out whether or not a relationship is workable. That's the, you know, 6 to 9 to 12 months. And the two of you got through, it seems like you're really good at 6 month increments. You're good at being away for 6 months and good for being together for 6 months. I don't know. I mean, and I think you have to figure out where you are on this. Are you willing to wait it out a little bit longer? And if so, then I think what I would do is say, look, here's the deal. I would really like to walk off in the sunset with you, but I don't want to do this. I don't want us to be on for 6 months and then off for 6 months. So here's the deal. You figure out if you want to be in this relationship. If you do, you call me up and we'll get married within 3 days. And if you don't, then when you make that decision, that would be a kindness for you to call me. But if my phone's still not ringing and I know it's still not you. But I think, Vince, you can't work on a relationship where somebody's not certain if they want to be on a relationship. And you hear them all the time say that the best motivation any of us have for somebody wanting to work with us is that they miss us. And sitting around saying, look, I'm waiting for you, are you ready yet, are you going to do this, isn't sexy. It's not, you know, it's not stimulating. It's not anything except brings out the bully in people. So I think at this moment you don't have much option, which I know is kind of frustrating, but she gave you her answer. You said, I want to go forward to you. And she said, can you get back to me on this? I'd say, no, you know, I'm out of here. And get out. And I don't even think I'd do the 6 months again. I think I would just say, you know, I'm done. And then you have to wait some period of time till you're sort of finished with this relationship. And if during that time she calls, you can decide if you have any interest or not. But at this moment, you got your answer, which is basically no. I mean, she didn't say, I hate you, but you said, let's go forward together. And she said, not so certain. That's no.
855-99-DR-JOY. Give us a call. We're live on this Christmas Eve. You're listening to the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, 855-99-3-7569. I am here with you live, which means I can deal with your phone calls and your questions about last-minute Christmas shopping. Apparently, lots of people, the roads are and the stores are very crowded today. Apparently, mucho people decided to wait to the last minute. I don't know if it's because of bargains or procrastination or a combination.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's, I would guess it's probably a combination.
Yeah, probably. Are you all done?
Yeah, I'm all finished. I finished up last minute.
Now, do you wrap stuff or not? Or do you just buy those little bags and stuff?
It kind of depends on, on what it is. But, I can wrap. I'm a decent wrapper. gift wrapper.
There you go. I always felt that you were that kind of man because your name is Manny. For sure. That was the rapper part. Okay, different rapper. All right, so let's do an email here.
Yeah, we got
to. Right? Because I don't want to leave people over the holidays who sort of felt like, oh, no, I needed to talk with her. Folks, calling me is still the best deal, 855-993-7569. Okay, but let's do an email.
Yeah, we got an email from Joyce from Philadelphia. She says, Dr. Joy, I listen to you faithfully, and your knowledge and insight have helped me evolve into a happy adult. Thank you for giving.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for all of that. My granddaughters are ages 5, 3, and 1. My concern is the oldest, Lindsay. She is extremely intelligent and seems to be an old soul.
She said the youngest, which was the one, who's Lindsay?
Her concern is the oldest.
Lindsay.
Yep, the 5-year-old. Okay. She said, lately she has become obsessed with useless objects. One day I mistakenly threw away a piece of her used dental floss. When I apologized and gave her a new piece, she had a meltdown, stating, but I was really attached to that one. She's been doing this at home also with her disposable lids and leftover baked potato skins. Her mother is a stay-at-home mom, and their home life seems otherwise normal. She starts kindergarten in September. Any suggestions on how to deal with this issue?
Read me the statement again that she was attached to it.
She said, but I was really attached to that one.
This sounds to me a kid who's overheard an adult conversation that she misinterpreted. I mean, look, there are a bunch of, I mean, can 5-year-olds be hoarders? Sure. There's and it may be that the idea of being sent away, you know, especially with a stay-at-home mom, I don't know if she's in any kind of daycare. It sounds like maybe not at this moment. I'd ask her. I mean, she's clearly verbal. She's clearly manipulative. And my guess is that she's overheard some adult talking about attachment or, you know, I'm really attached to you or this is... Because, I mean, it's one thing to be attached to a teddy bear or a blankie or even a favorite pair of shoes. But dental floss... Something else is going on here. And I don't know if it's... I mean, it could be a little obsessive-compulsive disorder, but she's kind of young. It's much more common in boys at that age than in girls, believe it or not. And I don't know where she put the dental floss. That might be part of it as well. You know, I would just ask her. I'd say, you know, tell me why it's important to you. And she said, well, I was attached to it. But she's just using a word, I think, that she's overheard from somebody else. But I've told the story before of my daughter at a birthday party where she was by far and away the youngest. And she kept sort of talking about sky. And she was getting more and more frustrated. And it took me about a half hour to realize, to kind of deconstruct backwards, that we were with some neighbors who had older children. And we had gone to see one of them at a play at the local high school, and I'd taken my daughter, and we talked about the fact that Matthew was a star. My kid was just verbal enough to make the association between a star and the sky. So when we were talking about Matthew at this dinner party, she wanted to join in because she always felt that whatever she had to say was crucial to everybody hearing it. And so she started talking about sky with this big grin on her face of showing, you know, how smart she was. And none of us could figure it out. She just kept getting more and more frustrated. And I finally, as I said, figured it out backwards. So it's very common for kids to mimic words without really knowing what they mean. And somebody may have said, you know, that we don't want Lindsay to get too attached, or someone, one of the mothers-in-law or something had said, your daughter is too attached to you. I mean, I don't know what it is, but my guess is if I, just from the vocabulary alone, I would guess it has something to do with that there is a term that she used and mimicked and doesn't really understand. But she can very likely, if you're careful with her, and again, I think my daughter at the time was about a year and a half old. She was just beginning to be verbal. And so a 5-year-old is much more capable of tracing back the thread. And my guess is that's what it is. You may want to look for other kinds of behavior that she becomes a little bit shy. Again, this kid was queen of the universe until she was 2. And then she had a sib that came along. And now she feel that she is she's being sent away, especially with a stay-at-home mom, and she's being sent to school, and if she's doing any kind of daycare, that there, I think there's probably something else going on there. But just, so hold her in your lap, and as a grandma, you may be able to do it more easily than her mom, and you might also have more of a lap and more time of just talking with her about what exactly that means. But again, hoarders tend to hold on to things because they feel that if they lost it, they couldn't get it back. And so it's a physical acting out of a psychological statement of real fear that of things being taken away and not being able to be redeemed. And for a kid who, when she was two, had her status changed visibly, and as far as she's concerned, she had her mother and grandparents maybe even taken away from her, and that continues with a new baby and then being sent away. So it's going to feel to her that she's losing ground, that the things that she had before, things she could take for granted, things that made her happy, things that made her feel safe, are no longer part of her life. And that, it's not, if I had to guess, which to a certain extent, you know, with young kids, we're always sort of trying to connect dots that may or may not be connectable, but you've got a valuable resource in a very verbal, manipulative kid who's fairly self-aware on some level. So just ask her. And to sort of dismiss it as, well, she's just trying to get attention, maybe right, but it doesn't really take away the fact that it's confusing to you and probably uncomfortable for her. So I would just sit her on your lap and say, you know, when we were talking about the dentifloss and you said you were attached to it, tell me what that means. What is it? Just ask you the word, you know, what does attached mean? I've told before, at some moment of sheer idiocy, I asked my daughter about being an only child, and she said that she really liked it, and I'm trying to remember the word she used. And she said that it was great that, you know, that she got all the attention all the time. So, you know, that's, you know, the assumption that we know what kids are talking about is you know, comforting, but probably not very accurate. So just ask her what attachment means in this particular case, and she will very likely tell you. And if she doesn't, she'll probably get you closer, and you can either call me or email me or even have her call me. Take Kids on the Air. 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking Christmas Eve, the year 2014. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.